It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
As the 2021 calendar has turned a page into the month of March, we find ourselves in the beginning of the world's second year of dealing with a deadly disease called coronavirus. But among the tragic consequences of sickness, death, and financial catastrophes, there are a few more positive-toned occurrences to help keep us upright and moving forward. And one of those is the development of an interest, or dare I say, a healthy addiction, to the world of gardening, specifically vegetable gardening and fruit production. In the past century, there have been only two other times when gardens have become a major part of so many lives, and both those times centered on world wars, with World War I 100 years ago in the late teens and early 20s being followed by World War II in the early 1940s. During each of those times in our country, a huge part of the population turned to increasing their food supply and often supplementing it with berry vines and fruit trees. In order to accomplish this not always easy task, many people have now turned portions of existing lawns into rototilled vegetable beds and added berry bushes or dwarf-sized fruit trees to their flower beds and rose gardens. For those who lack yard space for a residential garden, many towns and cities are in the process of updating community garden plots that can be made available to those who want to grow their own. And recreational organizations are taking enrollments for those who want to learn how to garden both indoors and out. Local garden and floral shops are reporting a growing amount of interest in all things botanical, including not only seed packets, but bulbs, rootstock, potted plants, hand tools, and potting soil. And I can personally attest to the fact that this year, my mailbox has repeatedly filled with a wider-than-usual variety of seed catalogs. All this attention to all things garden is, in my opinion, a very healthy thing for all involved. Not only does it occupy people's minds with positive thoughts, it provides an excellent opportunity to try new things, to learn how to create both a garden space filled with living things, and then to take those living things and create great things to eat. The art and act of gardening also provides a basis for friendship, as much of gardening often has to do with sharing, both the workload and the harvest. This pandemic year of tests and trials has been hard in many ways, but it also has created and will continue to create a road to recovery in other ways. Making garden tasks a part of our lives during the coming growing season is something positive that can be shared during our upcoming weekly visits. I look forward to planting, growing, harvesting, and enjoying the coming garden season. I also plan to share as much as possible with friends and neighbors, and especially you, the listeners of High Plains Public Radio. Better times are ahead, especially with our fruits and flowers and friendships.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.